Chapter 4 Rose City Antifa. Between 2017 and 2019, there were around 2.5 dozen violent protests and riots involving Antifa in Portland. Before 2020, that was considered a lot. Most of the incidents were organized or co-organized by Rose City Antifa, RCA, the oldest Antifa group in the United States. It takes its name from the City of Roses, a nickname for Portland. Antifa began accelerating their mass organizing in early 2017 as Donald Trump took office. Within a couple of months, they had developed a sophisticated system that included propaganda, outreach, operation security, reconnaissance, and group fighting strategies. Despite the mantra claiming there is no organization to Antifa, I could see their operations clearly took planning, coordination, money, and recruitment. From one riot to the next, their numbers grew, and they became better at carrying out carnage on people and property. Still, without being inside RCA myself or speaking to someone who was, and they never willingly speak, the inner workings of the organization remained speculation. Then, in June 2020, the public finally received a rare glimpse into the workings of the group through a video release by Project Veritas, the independent investigative journalism site founded by James O'Keefe. After being conditionally approved to join RCA on a probationary status, a journalist at Project Veritas, who used the moniker Lion, was sent the following welcome email on September 22, 2017, after spending time in Portland and befriending Antifa. The email detailed the 6-month vetting process that includes an intense radicalization process and training curriculum. Only upon completion of the program and the unanimous consent of members can one officially be welcomed in the organization. Congratulations and welcome aboard. After deliberating as a group, we are excited to invite you to join us as a prospective member. Our orientation will be held at, in other words, 14 Northeast Killingsworth Street, Portland, Oregon, 97211, on Sunday, November 5th at 10 a.m. It is really important that you come to this initial meeting, so please save the date. Childcare will be provided. Please just let us know the number and ages of the children ahead of time. The remaining classes will develop a baseline understanding of the strategy, tactics, and history of militant anti-fascism, dissect various strains of fascism and insurgent white supremacist formations, go over security topics, get training on various specific skill sets, including militant direct action and research methods, and explore class, gender, and race issues as they relate to the struggle against fascism. In the next month, it may be a good time to think about tightening up your personal security. You may want to adjust your social media accordingly and read up on security culture. There are many excellent zines out there, and we will go over this subject in person as well, but you may want to look over this basic primer on the topic www.crimethink.com/techs/ATARS/security.php. We recommend installing Tor on your computer, a browser, and Signal on your phone, an encrypted text and call app, if you are able in the meantime. These are both really user-friendly, so should be relatively straightforward to install. If you are having a hard time doing this, please let us know at the orientation. We have attached the full syllabus, which includes a lot of resources for further study. Don't be overwhelmed by the length. This document is meant to be used as an ongoing reference guide if you are looking for information on specific topics at any point in the future. You are only expected to read the required materials. Those have been isolated and attached in a separate document as well to make it easier to find them. Feel free to get started on gathering those materials before classes start. Remember, you will have 6 months to get through them all, and they are meant to line up with the specific class discussions on those topics, so you don't need to power through everything at once. If you need an accommodation on the readings due for any reason, feel free to let us know. We have members for whom English is not their primary language, as well as members with disabilities that make doing these readings impossible. So don't hesitate to let us know if you are unable to do them for such a reason. We can see if there are other things we can do to substitute. The main thing we are looking for is people that are dedicated and will follow through on tasks. So these assignments are as much about assessing that as about learning the material in them. Classes will be held on the first and third Saturday of each month, except the orientation at 10 a.m. The exceptions are the orientation, the guest lecture, and the optional firearms training. Here is the schedule. Orientation, Sunday, November 5th. Security, November 18th. Intro to Anti-Fascism, December 2nd. Guest speakers, Alexander Reed Ross, Shane Burley, December 16th, 7 p.m. Typologies, January 6th, 2018. Research, January 20th. Group project presentations, intro to work groups, February 3rd. Class issues, February 17th. Gender issues, March 3rd. Black bloc, March 17th. Recon and tactical, April 7th. Intro to firearms, second Saturday, April 14th, optional unless DA. Facilitation and group, April 21st. Final individual project presentations, May 5th. We are excited to work with you all during this prospecting period and are more than happy to answer any questions that may arise before then. Feel free to reach out to us at any time and we will pass along updates, important news, and potential event opportunities as they arise. In solidarity, Rose City, Antifa. Since 2016, we have been told over and over by biased media and Antifa apologists that Antifa is not an organization. We've been lied to. While there is no single capital A Antifa organization with one leader, there are indeed localized cells and groups with formalized structures and memberships. Though officially leaderless, these are organizations by every definition. The RCA curriculum is modeled on a university course, yet it includes training on how to use guns and do reconnaissance against enemies. Unsurprisingly, one of the guest speakers is an academic, Portland State geography instructor and writer Alexander Reed Ross. I contacted Ross for comment. He posted my contact information on his social media and did not respond to my inquiries. RCA was founded in 2007 and is the first known formalized Antifa group in the United States using Antifa in its name. Those involved in its founding have been kept secret, but through Lyon's time in RCA, he learned that it was started by a Portland woman, Caroline Victorin, née Gord. She has been in a long-term relationship with a Swedish national. Together, they work to bring a tried and true European Antifa model to the United States. It worked. The couple's social media accounts have all been wiped clean, but what still exists reveals that they were members of the Timbers Army Soccer Fan Club, the organization involved in mainstreaming Antifa symbols and ideology in Portland through soccer. The fan club is modeled after European football, soccer fan organizations, and their hooligan social culture. A representative from the Timbers Army declined to confirm or deny her membership in the group. She moved to Sweden sometime in 2016. As a prospective member of RCA, One of Lyon's first tasks was meeting with members at the Coffee House 5 Cafe in North Portland for Operation Security training. There, he was instructed to install VeraCrypt on his laptop. The software is used to encrypt files and digital storage devices. Next, he had to install a list of programs and applications, all centered around bypassing surveillance and maintaining anonymity. Tails, an operating system, Tor, for anonymous web browsing, Thunderbird, an email application, KeepPassX, a password manager, and EXIF, to strip all metadata from files. The syllabus. The 15-page RCA syllabus is broken into 9 sections called units. Each unit addresses a different aspect of militant Antifa training and has a set of required readings and optional texts for further study. Unit 1 introduces members to Rose City Antifa and its history, structure, and goals. RCA is one cell within the Torch Network, a network of connected violent militant Antifa groups across the United States. The radicals running the network are officially anonymous, but a search of the site's domain registrant shows the name Michael Novick. Novick is a former member of the Weather Underground terrorist group. There are 8 chapters in addition to Portland: Antifa Sacramento, Western North Carolina Antifa, Rocky Mountain Antifa, Atlanta Antifascists, Pacific Northwest Antifascist Workers Collective, Antifa Seven Hills, Richmond, Virginia, Central Texas Anti-Racist Action, Austin, Texas, and Northern California Anti-Racist Action. We are born out of and pay our respects to the Anti-Racist Action Network. We are dedicated to confronting fascism and other elements of oppression. We believe in direct action, states the Torch Network on its website. Direct action is a dog whistle for protest activity that includes violence. To join the network, one's group must be vouched for by at least 2 network chapters, and delegates need 2 individual vouchers. The Points of Unity RCA members have to pledge to state they must agree to disrupt fascist activity, refuse cooperation with law enforcement and courts, oppose oppression, hold themselves accountable, and, most importantly, support not only those within the network, but also those outside the network who we believe have similar aims or principles. This is the phantom cell structure of Antifa that makes them analogous to global jihadism. A unifying ideology and political agenda ties together individuals, cells, and groups. RCA's website further reaffirms the group's commitment to violent direct action in the name of anti-racism. It regularly publishes reports and doxes on individuals and groups for their members to target in real life and online. I myself was targeted in an article shortly before being beaten in 2019. RCA's second unit in the curriculum centers around in-depth training on Operation Security, known as OPSEC. Security is drilled into the heads of all Antifa members and their allies. They're trained to not trust those around them, including friends and family. They know they are participating in criminal conspiracies and are hyper-vigilant about hiding their tracks from law enforcement and anyone who might report them. The curriculum reads, Unit 2, Security. What are the primary security vulnerabilities online? What are the most important programs for me to use? What are the best available technological safety measures to put in place to do this work? What are some security vulnerabilities in my life, and how can I amend them? Who can I talk to about RCA, and what can I share? How is communication about sensitive info best handled? What about in an emergency? What is security culture? Key competencies. Have a grasp on technological weaknesses and the best measures currently available to address these. Grasp of basic crucial internet security. Get comfortable using Tor, Signal, KeyPass, and PGP. Be able to STFU, shut the fuck up. No bragging, no loud talking in bars, no Facebook updates, no discussion of sensitive matters with close friends, partners, etc. Know your rights when you are dealing with the cops. Understand that your actions impact the entire group and that your comrades are depending on you. Required. An Activist's Guide to Information Security by Sprout Distro. What is Security Culture? By CrimeThink. Complete Tech Security Training. The two required readings, An Activist's Guide to Information Security by Sprout Distro and What is Security Culture? By CrimeThink, are among the most popular instruction manuals on how to anonymize oneself online. They are available for free and are regularly printed and disseminated at anarchist and Antifa events. In Chaz and throughout the 2020 Portland riots, these manuals were also given out to riot attendees. The second unit's recommended readings for further study include a doxing guide by Antifa blog and news site It's Going Down. It's Going Down has almost 100,000 followers on Twitter. The extreme site had its Facebook page deleted in August 2020, following a crackdown on far-left and far-right extremist accounts. Unit 3. Antifa Basics. What is militant anti-fascism? What is Antifa? Key competencies. Be able to articulate why militant anti-fascism is important and how it differs from liberal anti-racism. Start familiarizing yourself with militant anti-racist and anti-fascist history, here in Portland, in the US, and abroad. Get some responses down to common criticisms, i.e. free speech, being the real fascists, etc. Required. Confronting Fascism, Discussion Documents for a Militant Movement by Don Hammerquist, J. Sakai, ARA Chicago, and Mark Salott. Portland History in Review by M. Treelaw. Claim No Easy Victories, Anarchist Analysis of ARA by Common Struggle. The Divorce of Thought from Deed, a compilation of writings on social conflict, White Supremacy and the Mythology of Free Speech at UNC by the North Carolina Peace Corps. Confronting Fascism is published by the extreme anarchist publishing house AK Press. It publishes and sells many of the books and booklets promoted by Antifa. One text for further study in the unit is Mark Bray's Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. M. Tester's popular Militant Anti-Fascism is another recommended reading on the list. This unit is all about theory. It is akin to Muslim Brotherhood radicalization, which involves having members read texts that intellectualize religious extremism and romanticize Islamic law. Likewise, the readings in the RCA Antifa unit brainwash members on the failures of liberalism and capitalism and the need to create a new utopian society. Websites the RCA curriculum recommends members become acquainted with include the aforementioned It's Going Down, the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, and IDAVox. The SPLC has establishment liberal and media legitimacy as an arbiter of hate groups, but too often it actually serves to launder Antifa's ideology into the mainstream. For example, groups that hold traditional Christian views meet the threshold for being an SPLC hate group. IDAVox is an Antifa blog site dedicated to publishing information about accused white racists and fascists. It is a project of the American non-profit One People's Project, OPP, founded and run by Darryl Lamont Jenkins. Its motto is, "Hate has consequences." I knew of Jenkins from when he organized a protest of my speaking lecture at Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. in late 2019. Think Tank Capital Research Center describes the One People's Project as a non-profit arm of Antifa that curates lists of enemies where personal information is published. They wrote this about Jenkins and his organization in a March 2020 report. In a now-deleted interview from 2005 with an anarchist website, Jenkins explained that OPP doesn't go after just white supremacists and fascists, but also targets mainstream conservatives, such as Sean Hannity. Jenkins told the interviewer that the organization is rather aggressive and controversial in some areas, such as when we publish the home addresses of neo-Nazis and even mainstream conservatives, like Sean Hannity, who lives at Address Redacted by CRC. Unit 4, White Supremacy and Fascism Defined, is where readers will see some critical race theory manifest in the curriculum. These are recent additions in the evolution of Antifa ideology, particularly in its English-speaking groups. Unit 4, White Supremacy and Fascism Defined. What is white skin privilege? What is white nationalism? What are key features of structural white supremacy? How about insurgent white supremacist movements? How do these things relate? Where do they collude? Where do they come into conflict? How is fascism different than just right-wing politics in general? What are the appropriate uses of these words? Fascist, white supremacist, alt-right, nativist, white nationalist, national socialist, Islamophobia, anti-Semite. Key competencies. Be able to articulate why it is important to fight insurgent WP, white power, groups. Be able to define and talk about third positionism. Be able to point out fascism's key traits. Be able to explain the idea of contested space, ideological, cultural, political, and physical. Start familiarizing yourself with various strains of insurgent racist and fascist groups. Required. Fascism, a very short introduction by Kevin Passmore. RCA's definition of fascism. Blood in the Face by James Ridgway. 100 Little Hitlers by Eleanor Langer. Typologies training. To my surprise, this part of the curriculum shows members are educated on the nuances of right-wing and far-right ideologies. For whatever reason, that nuance is not reflected in their public statements, propaganda, and chosen targets. Since Trump's 2016 election win, Antifa in Portland and around the country has militantly and violently confronted both mainstream conservative activists and the radical far right with equal hatred and violence. The required typologies training by RCA was conducted secretly at the In Other Words Feminist Community Center in February 2018. RCA member Bryn gave a lecture on neo-Nazi groups in the United States. One of the senior RCA members at the training, Adam Carpinelli, told members to get a concealed carry license, not because they actually respect laws, but rather to avoid being criminally charged should they get arrested. Carpinelli, originally from Virginia, is a Portland-based musician who majored in black studies at Portland State University in the McNair Scholars Program. The scholarship program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education. RCA trainers include radical left-wing activists. Medical students from the Oregon Health and Science University are also alleged to be high-level activists, one of whom is now a medical doctor who started the splinter RCA group popular mobilisation to provide a moderate facade of militant Antifa to the press and wider left. Unit 5 indoctrinates prospective members with Marxist ideas on economics and class warfare. This is the communist part of Antifa's anarchist-communist ideology. The unit trains members that white supremacy and capitalism are linked through the history of American chattel slavery and can never be divorced from one another. Unit 5. Class Struggle and White Supremacy. What is the relationship between class and white supremacy? What lessons can we learn from militant liberatory movements in the past? How does our work fit into the broader struggle for a classless free society? Key competencies. Be able to discuss how whiteness was invented to break working class solidarity. Familiarize yourself with different perspectives and strategies on how to oppose white supremacy, heteropatriarchy, and capitalism. Look at the ways that various anti-racist, anti-capitalist movements organized historically, the unique conditions that created them, their weaknesses and strengths, the ways in which they advanced or derailed radical social change. Think about how these lessons can augment your own anti-fascist work. We strongly encourage members to familiarize themselves with a wide range of left perspectives on these issues, including those they do not agree with. We encourage critical thinking. Be able to articulate how and why our work is an important component in the struggle for a classless free society. Required. Between Info Shops and Insurrection, U.S. Anarchism, Movement Building, and the Racial Order, by Joel Olson. With allies like these, Reflections on Privilege Reductionism by Common Cause Ottawa. Clenched Fists, Empty Pockets by Frederick Carlson Anderson and Attila Pishkin. Accomplices Not Allies by Indigenous Action. Unit 6 further explores ideas of critical race theory introduced earlier in the training, in particular, the vogue academic theory of intersectionality. Unit 6. Intersections with Gender. What is intersectionality of oppression? Why and how are you a feminist? Why and how do you fight patriarchal oppression? Key competencies. Be able to challenge internalized patriarchal behaviors and beliefs to foster a healthy group dynamic. Begin to identify ways that sexism, homophobia, and transphobia relate to other systems of oppression. Understand how fascist ideologies rely on misogyny, rigid gender roles, and virulent homophobia. Familiarize yourself with feminism's historical weakness, including racism, classism, and transphobia. Understand how intersectionality of oppression translates into real-world violence and trauma. Required. Why misogynists make great informants, how gender violence on the left enables state violence in radical movements, by Courtney Desiree Morris. RCA's Manichist Questionnaire. Against Patriarchy, Tools for Men to Further Feminist Revolution, by Chris Crass. Unit 6's readings and indoctrination competencies are no different than what are taught in American universities and colleges. Courses on women's, black, gender, and queer studies all teach students the heuristics of understanding the world and people through a grievance lens. Antifa traditionally did not include critical race theory and intersectionality in its based ideology, but the current manifestation of the movement has been infected, like most institutions in the United States, for example, academe, government, media, big tech, etc. Unit 7, innocently titled Research, actually trains RCA recruits on how to dox their opponents and do reconnaissance and surveillance. Unit 7. Research. Where do I go to get information? How do I keep track of my information effectively? Key competencies. Start to navigate and search for information online. Develop familiarity with key online places to get information. Learn how to organize research so it is easy to retrieve. Begin to discern urgent versus non-urgent information, how to prioritize and look for what you need. Begin to think creatively about how to get information. Start experimenting with fake personas in WP, White Power, forums. Required. Attend our research training workshop. Intelligence Gathering, Dissemination, and Internet Security by ARA. Learn how to strip data from photos. Create a sock puppet account on Stormfront and or New Saxon. Set up Google Alerts. In September 2020, I received a security alert that someone had approached the front door of my parents' home. In reviewing the security footage, I saw two masked females. One with magenta-pink hair approached the front door and tried to open it. Another stood further back on the street to keep watch. Before walking on the property, they circled the front of the home. After trying to open the door, the pink-haired woman looked around the property and saw a package. She examined it, carefully looking at the name on the label. She then shouted to Badia, "Confirmed! He has a package at the front door." Both quickly left on foot. This incident, which was immediately reported to police, is an example of Antifa's creative recognizance. They were looking to confirm if that was my parents' home. 2 weeks later, they released their findings and the address online, leading to people driving to my parents' property and stalking the front of the house again. Portland police took a report per policy, but did nothing else. The point of releasing a target's personal information into the ether with claims of the person being a Nazi or fascist is so Antifa vigilantes will do something. It's already happened. Michael Reinol, the Portland Antifa shooter, killed a man based on a whisper campaign of there being fascists in downtown Portland in August 2020. The final two units in the curriculum train RCA recruits on how to put the ideology and skills they acquired throughout the program into violent action. Unit 8. Advanced Strategy and Tactics. How do I create a strategic plan? How do I give and receive critical feedback in a productive and honest way? How do I assess risks and plan accordingly? What distinguishes oppositional organizing from other types of organizing? How do I leverage the weaknesses of my opponents? Key competencies. Be able to create strategic plans. How to think through alternate scenarios. Anticipate possible outcomes. Identify potential threats and vulnerabilities. Choose allies wisely, and select tactics that best meet goals and objectives. Be able to give and receive thoughtful critiques on ideas, plans, and actions. Have, at minimum, basic self-defense abilities. Be prepared to deal with a variety of scenarios. Required. Black Bloc training. Advanced Recon Topics training. Active participation in ongoing martial arts trainings. Unit 9. Group process. How do I assess when a meeting is going well? How can I keep things on track and not waste time rehashing worn territory? How can I intervene in unhealthy or damaging dynamics? How can I help make sure we are hearing from quieter people POC, people of colour, women, and others that may not take up as much space in meetings. Key competencies. Be able to effectively facilitate meetings. Be able to assess unhealthy or time burglary dynamics and have some skills handy to address them. RCA's previously secret curriculum forces transparency on a group and movement that is secretive and designed to deny it even exists. But it's not only RCA that has a formalized structure. The other cells in the Torch network follow a similar plan. Antifa groups outside the network still operate similarly based on the sharing of the same extremist literature and training materials. Unfortunately, a full expose on RCA and all its members was cut short. Project Veritas's undercover journalists lasted in the group from late 2017 to mid-2018. When it came time for him to proceed further, he was voted out. They didn't suspect he was an infiltrator, but instead questioned his commitment to Antifa due to his reluctance to engage in criminal activities during planned direct action events. Nowhere else in America has Antifa managed to radicalize and train so many than Portland. The consequences were felt in real time during 2016 to 2019 through various riots and street brawls. But in 2020, it was taken to an unimaginable level for an American city.